Okie doke, let's do this thing here. Another week, another show, and another daily podcast to show for it. Welcome, everybody. It's Dave Gibson in here with you on this Monday morning, October 15th, post-Big Bad Bonfire. I think I got all the smoke and mud off of me after the weekend festivities. Another great Big Bad Bonfire. I hope you were there. We recapped it a bit this morning. Had a great time, as we do every year out there on Spring Mountain. We had dirty Sunday night football last night to listen to, and also four random facts with Cindy Graham. And speaking of football, our football comic, as you were, Kostaki Economopoulos, which is never fun to write out, but pronouncing it's actually getting quite easy these days. He was in studio. We met him in person for the first time after being on the show many, many times. He had plenty to react to after this week in football, which was actually very nice and stress-free for once. It's nice to already have a win in your back pocket and just sit back, relax, and watch other people slug it out without anything to rage text over with your friends. So yeah, had a great time watching sports after the bonfire this weekend. And it's Monday morning, so you know we rounded up the stupid and thinned the herd with them. Plus, we found out about a dollar store online for suckers. That and a whole bunch more. It's all in here for you. You know how we do things. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Last night, I didn't get to see that much of last night's Sunday night football game.
Oh, it was good.
All right, yeah, but what a shootout. A
shootout, yeah, man.
All right, you know, and
Chiefs-Patriots.
Yeah, and now there's only one undefeated team in the NFL. Is it the Rams?
Yes,
Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams. And, you know, and for me, not enough bad stuff can happen to the Rams. I'm still pissed about Carson from last year. But, of course, last night, along with there being Sunday night football, there was dirty Sunday night football.
The Patriots ready to meet the Chiefs on Sunday night football.
Joe Tooney here is going to pull out and around.
Devlin providing the push.
Mitchell Schwartz get really wide and invite to come inside him.
Another big hole as Michelle comes back into the game.
Getting into the hole.
Rookie out of Mississippi getting a lot of action tonight.
This is a lot of beef that they're throwing at the Kansas City Chiefs. Gronkowski going down the seam. That's the hard part. They uncork him in the biggest moment. So explosive, put your helmet back on and go.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
It's a Monday morning, and we'd like to give you your four random facts from Monday.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Steve, get us going.
All right, the Houston metropolitan area is 8,778 square miles, which is bigger than the entire state of New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? Big city, yeah.
Wow. Crazy. All right, what do you got, Dave?
The 1900 Summer Olympics in Paris featured a long jump competition on horses.
What?
Belgium won.
What?
You heard me. Long jumps on horses.
Okay, over to you, Cindy.
Every single odd number has a letter E in it when you spell it out.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9. And then
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Wow. Wow. Okay, and lastly this morning, approximately 250,000 people in America are married to their first or second cousin.
What?
Yes, indeed. And there are your
random
facts
for this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
The weather on Saturday could not have been better. Yeah. Than it was for the bonfire.
Oh, it was perfect for a
bonfire.
And
it was great. It really was a great bonfire. Did you notice there was a problem with the fire? I'm not sure if you noticed that the backside of it was burning, but the front side was they had the hardest time getting it lit.
I picked the good side.
Right.
But after a while, I was like, wait a minute. Right. Why are we the only ones smoking, really?
Right.
And I didn't notice.
What happened was after the ground was wet,
yeah.
So the wood started to wick the moisture up
on
the downhill side.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So it was really hard to keep it.
It took
burning.
A while to get going this year, but man, once it did.
Once it did, oh my God, was it intense, right? I've never seen the guitar fall. That was the first time I ever saw the guitar fall, right? But it was a great time,
night.
A great night. Our thanks to everybody who was involved, Rick Buckman and all the people at Spring Mountain. Mm-hmm. of course, Mike Hart from Heartland Demolition, who, you know, built the damn fire.
Are you guys ever going to get your drum request up there or no?
The
flaming drum that you guys, drum set you want.
Well, you know, there are some people in this company who just do not understand how important the drum set is to the band.
It's the backbone of the song.
You know, every year we ask for it.
Right.
Every year, nothing, no drums.
I'm going to bring my own set. Right?
But I've got to tell you, I don't want to have any sort of down note on this because there is not a drug I could take that would make me feel better than the listeners at the Bonfire.
Oh, yeah?
The amount of people just come up, say hi, tell me how much they like the show, want a picture, all that stuff. I walk out of there high as a kite.
It is a good bunch there every year.
It really is every year. So our thanks to all you. You have no idea, folks, how much we appreciate it. I know Debbie and Andre feel the exact same way. And about Debbie's boots. Did you see those boots?
The pink ones?
The pink patent leather combat boots. I was like, yeah!
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow through Thursday, this gentleman will be at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club in the Hard Rock Hotel, Casino, and Resort in Atlantic City. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time here in the studio, we're
live.
So happy to see his face, right? Kostaki Economopoulos is here.
It's great to meet you guys.
Yeah, man.
It really
is.
About
taller than I expected.
Right? It's funny. It's true. Every time you meet people you know from radio, you're like, that's what you look like? Both directions, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
It's always true.
So it's like you've been on the air with us for like 3-4 years now.
Yeah, once in a while.
For football stuff.
I call. We do some football jokes. It's good fun.
Right. But this is the first time here in the studio. So thank you. Thanks for getting up. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure. I love Philadelphia. It's good to be here.
All right. Well, good. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but the three of you have something in common.
Other than we're awesome.
Dashing wives.
It could be dashing wives.
No, I do know.
What is it?
Babes.
Yes. That's it, right? He's got a 3-month-old.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's really a babe.
Congratulations.
Are you guys, you get new fathers as well?
Pretty much.
I have almost a 2-year-old and Dave's got almost a 2 as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have a 10-year-old and a 3-month-old, which I think it takes 10 years to forget, like, oh, this is really hard and terrible.
I can see that.
That's why they have the expression, don't be such a baby, because that the behavior is deplorable. Like, stop crying all the time.
Now, wait a second. You have a 10-year-old?
Yes.
How long have you been married to this woman?
4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, there's fun with math. I have 2 kids and 2 moms. I have a worse kid to mom ratio than Antonio Cromartie.
But the question is then, do you know all their names?
I do. I can name them both. Well, when you go with the Konomopoulos, you want to pick a nice short first name.
Right.
So I have an Ava and a Zoe. A to Z, I'm all done.
Nice. Like Amazon.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can tell you this. I was sober for the first kid. I'm not making that mistake again. There's no PUI. You're allowed to parent under the influence.
Right.
If you watched Dora the Explorer sober, kill yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Play Candyland sober? I'm not doing that again. Here's a new game, honey. Shots and Ladders. So it's fun. It's just exhausting. You know.
Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Atlanta.
You're from, really?
Yeah.
They allow Greeks in Atlanta.
Yeah. There's the largest mosaic in North America is the dome of the Greek church in Atlanta.
Wow.
How about that?
How
fun
about
fact.
That? Right. They probably let them in because they don't have horns.
Nice.
So
that reminds me of John Gruden. You could see him all upset on the sideline this week. He's wearing a visor? Do people still wear visors?
Yeah, our coach.
Our coach, man.
Yeah. Your coach wears a visor, too?
Yeah.
Mr. Visor.
It's so weird.
Thursday night was the first time he was in a hat because it was raining.
Oh, right.
But he always has and he has that visor. You ever seen those hats that look like you've got hair coming out of the top of them?
Yes.
That's what he looks like in a visor.
He's like a gray Guy Fieri. Yeah,
that's right. I do have that image in my head.
It's perfect.
Has anyone ever worn a visor and a yarmulke? Does that ever happen? Is that a thing? That's a hat.
Not that I know of.
It's like a donut hole to a donut.
That's an amazing thought. Yeah. I have to see that now.
A visor and a yarmulke. It's when you love tennis but not Jesus.
Oh my Lord. So did you watch any football this weekend?
Oh, I watched a lot of football. Can we do some football jokes for old time's sake?
You know,
is this a good time?
Yeah,
can we do this?
Yeah.
I've been working on the jokes. You know, all right, Sunday nights are my big night to sit and do the writing. So, you know, it's absurd how much I stare at football and do the whole thing. All right, so we had another overtime game. Every week this season we have an overtime game.
I know that. I was noticing that yesterday.
That's a crazy outlier. The NFL is more overtime than Kanye's therapist. That's a lot of overtime. There's more overtime than John Goodman's Taylor. He's skinny now. He lost a whole Roseanne, literally. All right, the Dolphins ended up winning that game. The Bears suffered a Chicago-style loss. It was heavy, hard to swallow, and bad for your heart. So it's very Chicago of them. Tom Brady, favored in Vegas. He broke a record for the 56th straight time. Vegas expected Brady to win the game, right? You know who else was favored in Vegas for many weeks in a row? Siegfried and Roy. And you know how that worked out. Roy, there's a guy who lost to the Bengals. Am I right, everybody? The Cowboys beat the Jags 40-7, the biggest surprise in Dallas since Ted Cruz's father shot JFK. Right? The Raiders got their asses kicked in London. Well, at least it's not a long trip home. Oh, God. Is it faster to go the other way around the world? Connect through Hong Kong or something? The only way for that flight to be more uncomfortable is if the whole plane is made out of middle seats. Oh, this is awful. The Raiders only scored 3 points. They would have been outscored by Manchester United. Their quarterback's named Carr, but they had no real drives.
Oh, wow.
It's England, so maybe they were trying to drive on the wrong side of the road. That's probably what happened. Here's my favorite joke of the day. The Raiders are supposed to move to Oakland from Oakland to Vegas, but at their current yardage rate, that could take 50 years. If Gruden keeps losing like this, he's going to have to make a Brexit from the league. I don't know. It doesn't look good. The Ravens had more sacks than the Raiders had points. 11 sacks.
What?
On Marcus Mariota. Mariota was on his back more than Stormy Daniels. Mariota should call Michael Avenatti and sue somebody. All right. Those are the football jokes I'm working on.
How can you come from... You have no accent whatsoever.
Yeah, I should have written a joke about that by now. I get that a lot. Yeah.
Because Atlantans don't necessarily have... Some do, but overall not a deep Southern accent. But there is an accent. You got nothing.
Yeah, I would say 30% of my friends growing up had Southern accents. Uh-huh. The Atlanta people, there's so many businesses that are thriving there.
Right.
People come from wherever.
Everywhere.
Which is why it's a crummy sports town. No one's from there.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. Very transient.
They didn't grow up liking the Falcons, and they can't get around to liking them now. You know? they're so hard to root for. Oh, God. Their defense is like a Walmart greeter. They're not there to stop you. They just wave, hey, come on in. Come on in. Good to see you.
Well, this is Doc. Rocky Economopoulos is appearing tomorrow through Thursday at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. It is so great to have you come in here this
morning. It's great to meet you guys.
Thank you so much for stopping
by. My pleasure.
And you know you're always welcome to call if there's some football on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'll have it on my mind. I'll call you.
All right. Kostaki Economopoulos, our guest. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
In the herd.
Well, this morning, and once again, no Florida.
Why?
This is the third week in a row with no Florida.
Good for them. Getting it together.
Yeah. Well, they're busy doing something else right now, at least on the West Coast. A guy outside of Houston wanted to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs. He claims they were crawling all over his body last Tuesday. But instead of a quick how to do this on a Google search, he came up with his own life hack that involved spraying himself down with brake cleaning fluid.
What?
Okay. It's not clear why he thought brake cleaning fluid was going to kill bugs or if there was really any bugs to begin with, to tell you the truth. But once he was coated with the stuff, and we're talking about a man who was fully naked, coated in brake cleaning fluid, right? Once he was coated with the stuff, he tried to vacuum the bugs off of his body.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, he didn't realize that brake cleaning fluid is flammable, yeah. And a spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes, causing an explosion that blew out a wall of his double wide. How did we know he was living in a double wide, right? He was seriously injured. The cops haven't been able to ask him any questions yet, but they did find a bunch of empty brake fluid brake cleaner cans in his house, and they think that there's a possibility that drugs and alcohol may have been involved.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, Ahmad Ibrahim is a 20-year-old from Randall County. That is northern Texas. Well, last week, the sheriff's department posted his old mugshot on Facebook because he was wanted for drug possession, which is a probation violation. Well, Ahmad left a comment on the Facebook post saying, quotes, "Why couldn't y'all use a recent picture? I'll be in so y'all can do that." Well, Ahmad wasn't lying, and he turned himself in.
What? Wow.
Yes, so he could get a new updated mugshot. Now, it's possible that the mugshot wasn't the only reason he turned himself in, but that was the only reason he told them that he was coming in for.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right, this doesn't seem like an extreme overreaction or anything. A 31-year-old guy in Louisville, Kentucky named Alex Probus. Mr. Probus. Yes, on Saturday night, he burned down his own house. Which begs the question, why? Well, when the cops got there, he told them he was trying to, quote, get rid of memories. We're not sure what memories those were, but apparently it was his family's old house and he was about to lose it. So he decided, no one can have it. I'm going to torch it instead. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the fire and the firefighters got it under control before it could spread. But Mr. Probus was still arrested for second degree arson.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this one comes from John Foster, a listener who is always looking for fun stories. And if they ever do a Family Feud Thunderdome edition, these guys should be in it.
Uh-oh.
A guy in Bristol, Tennessee was mowing the lawn recently when his 76-year-old father came after him with a chainsaw.
Okay.
The dad's name, Douglas Ferguson. It's not clear what they were arguing about, but apparently there's an ongoing, long-running family feud. All right, the son was forced to defend himself by running his dad over with the lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Douglas suffered serious injuries, ending up with losing one of his legs.
Jeez.
They charged Douglas with attempted murder for violating his probation from a previous assault charge, and his son isn't facing any charges at all.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
This is either the dumbest website in the world or the most genius.
Okay.
There's a new website called whopaid99cents.com. All right?
I saw this.
All right. And what you do is you go to the website, you pay 99 cents to get into the website to see who else paid 99 cents. That's it. That's all it does, right? The website was created by a computer entertainment company in Brooklyn called Thinko. More of a viral stunt than an actual way to make money.
Sure.
Something tells me they're going to make a lot of money. Because in all honesty, when I first saw this, I was curious as to who else paid 99 cents.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.